Now, amongst the old IFB, typically the way they would do this is they would go through the basic plan of salvation without covering eternal security. Then they would lead that person in prayer, and then they would call this part giving them assurance. So they'd pray with the person, and then after they pray with them, then they would go into eternal security as what they called giving the person assurance. Now, here's the problem with that, is that a lot of people that were praying there haven't yet fully understood that salvation is by faith, and they still think it's partially by works. Because I would say when I go out soul winning and I go through the plan of salvation, usually it's not until I explain eternal security that it finally clicks with the person that it's all faith and not works. Now look, there are some people who when you just explain to them that it's all faith, they get it. And when you get to the eternal security part, they didn't even need it because they already got that. They already understood that. In my opinion, and this isn't an exact science, in my opinion, about 9 out of 10 people need eternal security explained to them before it clicks with them because they've been so bombarded with work salvation and losing your salvation. Now, 1 out of 10 people, when you get to eternal security, they already understood it up to that point, and they already get that it's all by faith. But that's why I think that a lot of the people that get saved through some of this old IFB-style soul winning, a lot of them aren't really getting saved because of the fact that they don't quite get it. Now, hopefully after that assurance part is explained, if they do a thorough job or a good job with that, then the person would actually understand it, and then the person could actually get saved. That's why a lot of times you'll see people, they'll think that they got saved, and then about a week or two later, then they'll actually get saved. And it takes a couple weeks for it all to sink in. Part of that's because it might not have all been explained to them thoroughly up front. So when we go soul winning, we want to explain all of it thoroughly the first time, right? Because it's best if we can get it right the first time. So let's move eternal security from after the prayer to before the prayer so we can make sure they actually know what they're praying and what they're even receiving.